Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So imagine you're an American green tree frog lady, and you're looking for a little love, and how in the world are you going to hear your guys?
That's a very good question. Oh, it reminds me of the lake as a kid. We didn't sleep over very much, but that's the sound of the lake at night. It's so nice.
That is loud, though. I heard it like a little bit. Stop the car, roll down the windows. February, and these guys were singing their little hearts out, right?
Yeah.
That's not just green tree frog singing. That's a whole bunch of different frogs singing. How do you know which guy is for you? How do you solve the, as they said in the paper, the multi-species cocktail party problem?
I hope the answer is that you don't, and we're going to have like the labradoodle of the frog world.
Well,
are we going there? I'm excited.
Well, kind of. That is kind of a problem. And the thing I'm going to talk about today solves that problem. So frog calls can peak at 100 decibels.
That's a decent volume, right?
That's like a jackhammer or an airplane landing.
What? Wow.
Super loud. So you've got all this noise going on. How do you hear the guy you need to hear? Well, if you are the green tree frog lady, you're going to take a deep breath. A literal deep breath. Because for most mammals, the lungs and ears are nowhere near each other, right? We got our lungs in our chest. We got our ears on our head. Mm-hmm. But in frogs, there's this cool open space and that's interconnected between the throat into the frog's head. So they hear both in their eardrums and from vibrations in their body wall and their lungs.
Wow.
Yeah, they actually vibrate with sound.
Wow.
Yeah. So
this makes me feel like I did when I learned that the woodpecker's tongue does that crazy spooling thing.
Wrapping around its head. Yeah, this is kind of the same thing. So Norman Lee, a neuroethologist at St. Olaf College, thinks that the lungs in female tree frogs are working a bit like noise-canceling headphones. So there was a study done by Dr. Lee at the University of Minnesota. His team bombarded frogs with sound waves in the lab and used this tool called a laser vibrometer to measure the vibrations on their bodies. So what happens is the female tree frog, she takes a deep breath and she listens. She's dampening the loudness by 4 to 6 decibels and she's kind of blocking out those other frequencies and making them harder to hear so that she can hear the male tree frogs above all the other noise.
Wow.
Right?
Okay. I work at a university now and I really, really want to read the proposal of that professor, like go to the dean and say, I need a laser vibrometer, Dean.
Well, okay. So, and here's a funny thing. In order to study this, you need to know what the vibrations are when their lungs are full. So they inhale. And then in the paper, it said manually deflated. So,
oh boy, squash.
So they were squeezing frogs. And then bombarding them with noise and measuring the noise vibrations. So
once again, the life of a scientist is glamorous. Okay, you have to squeeze the frog this time. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, and she goes, huh! And then they test. And so when her lungs are deflated, other frogs like Fowler's toad and bullfrogs, their noise volume is way up and it makes it hard for her to hear. And also, they're thinking that this unique solution to the problem of hearing and communicating in noisy environments is what has slowly developed over time to keep them from breeding with each other. She just takes a deep breath and...
And it mutes a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And other things are amplified. Wow.
Fascinating. I love science.
Me too.
I love it so much.
It's delightful. I love being able to learn and enjoy it without being graded on it, too. And ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. And also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.